Okay, let's do a quick summary of the home selection process and timeline. First, make sure you give yourself plenty of time to find good homes. What are great times to do it? Before breeding, once pregnancy is confirmed, that's when lots of breeders do it, and sometime before whelping. After that, between 1 and 4 weeks of age, is not a great time to be looking for homes. First, you're going to be sleep deprived and you're going to be plenty busy with the puppies. But secondly, you don't want people coming to your home at that point, or you want to make sure you practice very good hygiene if you do. Once the pups are 4 weeks old, they need socialization anyway, so that's not a bad time to have folks coming and looking at the puppies, or at least talking to you so you can consider them. So what's the process? Step one, advertise the litter where you know good owners are looking for puppies. Then make sure you provide information. The more information you provide, the more you're going to get in return from your buyers. So that's everything from parents' names and pedigree to health clearances to what your expectations are for this litter and why. Approximately where you live, but we highly recommend you don't give street addresses. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. And then how you're going to go about pricing your puppies. Think through how you want initial contact from buyers. For us, we prefer email because about 90% of the contacts aren't appropriate for our dogs. And using email saves a ton of phone time for us. We have canned responses that enable us to pretty quickly interact with people. If you do choose to use phone contacts, expect to spend a lot of time educating. People are desperate for information about how to find good dogs these days, and you'll be the one on the end of the phone. It's not a bad thing. Just make sure you plan for it. And then again with visitors, we highly, highly recommend that you don't allow people you don't know to come to your home prior to you vetting them. That includes knowing where they live, getting at least some references from them. So a lot of animal rights activists out these days, and honestly just other strange people that you don't necessarily want to meet, you come to your home or meet your dogs. Once you receive that initial contact, it's time for you to respond. We use email communication because it gives us plenty of space to explain whatever we want to explain about ourselves and about the breeding, and it also saves us time. In that response, we provide even more information about us. We've already given a fair amount. We include a buyer application back. We may or may not include a reference list of our owners who are willing to provide references for us. And all of these applications and examples are in the module. You can go ahead and download them and model them as you wish. Once they return the application, we allow it via email, snail mail, or fax. We follow up with the good prospects, and we tend to let other prospects just drop off the list. We either don't have the time to respond, or we'll just shoot them a note and say we don't think we have a puppy for them right now. We review the application for completion and what I would call correct answers. There aren't necessarily wrong answers, but there really are some wrong answers on how people are going to care for their dog, what their expectations of what they're going to do for their dog, and push the questions that you ask to make sure that you're getting answers that help you also match the pups to owners. Again, take a look at our application for that. If the responses are acceptable, then go ahead and schedule either a phone call or a meeting so that you can get to know them better. Again, if the responses aren't acceptable and you don't think that you can even get clarification or educate them in a way that might move them closer to your ideal, then just say no. Prior to talking or meeting, we do confirm the information that our buyers have given us. Google Maps is a great place to go. If you go to their satellite view, you can get an idea of what the neighborhood looks like, how big the yard is, whether or not there's a fence. Now remember, Google Maps isn't updated all the time, so they may have just put a fence in or something like that, but you'll get an idea and have a basis for questions to ask them if you take a look at it. We also Google prospective buyers just to get an idea of what's out there on the internet about them, whether they've had financial problems, etc. And then we talk to friends in the area, particularly if these are people that are involved in the dog world, that they will often know or know of someone who knows them so that we can check them out. We absolutely do reference checks on all of our buyers. We do it before we meet or talk to anyone. We prefer email letters or email responses. It saves us time and it gives the reference more time to think about their answer. But we will take phone calls if necessary. The form letter for our references is in the module as well. And then we're looking for two things. Would they sell a puppy to this person? And what kind of puppy will fit their home and lifestyle best? Finally, we're going to schedule a meeting or a phone call. And we've actually had pretty good luck with video conferencing. If we can't meet someone in person, if they live too far away, they'll walk us to their house. They'll introduce us to their family and their dogs and perhaps their other animals. They'll show us the yard, and all that can be done via Skype for free. The purpose of these connections is to get to know each other and make sure you like each other in some way. Presumably you're going to have a long relationship with this person, so you want to have a good gut feel. You get the opportunity to answer any of their questions, clarify anything that you weren't sure about in the application, and then try to get a rich description of the dog's home life so that you can figure out which kind of dog will fit them best. And finally, if all of that goes well, the end of the phone call or the meeting, decide if you want to commit a pup to them, and then ask them if they think that you are the right breeder for them. If so, we personally accept a deposit. You may not want to do that, but that's the time to add them to your community. Make sure when you leave that meeting you understand their specific desires for temperament, sex, and if you have a breed with color, color. Now, one of the questions the breeders often have is how many reservations to take if you're going to reserve your litter. If the puppies aren't born yet, one way to figure it out is that you're usually going to have more females in a litter than males. Now, remember, actually, I should say that as usually I should say on average, but you can have litters of 9 boys or 9 girls, but typically you can accept more reservations for girls by just a couple. And then make sure that you take into account the kind of breeding you're doing, whether it's a natural or an AI or a TCI, kind of semen you're using, how old the parents are, the quality of the semen, and then the breed of dog, because obviously some breeds have more puppies than others. This is what we do. Over the 40 years, our average litter size is 7.85 puppies, so about 8 pups. 51% of which are bitches. And so for natural breedings, we take 10 with that split. AIs and TCIs, we take 8. And surgicals, we take 5. It doesn't always work out that way, but that's a good basis for us to start. So now it's time for you to get started. Make a draft of your plan. Just jot down some notes so you know what you're going to do, where you're going to go. Think it through. Talk to your friends. Who and where are the homes that your dogs are going to thrive in? How are you going to find them? How are you going to choose them? Are you going to take a deposit? And what are the details on it? And then how are you going to match the pups to those homes? And make sure your buyers understand that matching process well. Terrific. Good luck. Get started. Let us know how it goes.